You're listening to SBS News.
Western Australia will reopen to interstate travellers next month, affording people an opportunity to reunite after a lengthy separation. However, Premier Mark McGowan says being quarantine-free will inevitably mean COVID-19 spreads in the state. With daily case numbers already rising, he says additional public health measures are necessary.
We've seen from the experience of the other states that an appropriate level of public health measures introduced early drastically reduces the surge in case numbers, the overall disruption to the economy, and hospitalisations and deaths.
From 6 a.m. on Monday, masks will be required indoors across the state. In Perth, Peel, the South West, Greater Southern Wheatbelt and Pilbara, additional measures will come into effect. The capacity at cinemas, theatres and major stadiums will be capped at 75%. And the 2 square metre rule will return for all hospitality and entertainment venues, such as bars, restaurants, cultural venues and places of worship.
While this will be disappointing to some operators, these measures allow major events, live music and hospitality venues to keep operating safely. It's important to note that standing consumption is still allowed and dancing is still allowed.
Home gatherings will be limited to 30 people. Private outdoor events not at the home will be capped at 200 people. People in hospital, disability care and aged care will be limited to 4 visitors a day, with masks and vaccination mandatory. However, there will be exemptions for compassionate reasons. People are not required to work from home. Modelling by WA Health suggests case numbers will peak at the end of March at around 10,000 cases a day. Elective surgery will be paused for around 8 weeks to ensure hospitals can manage the caseload. Health Minister Amber Jade Sanderson has acknowledged that many Western Australians will find the modelling confronting.
But I am confident that as a community, we are well protected and well prepared. I have no doubt that were it not for our high vaccination rates and our public health measures, this peak daily case figure and hospitalisations would be much, much higher.
As Western Australia brings in stronger public health measures, parts of the country's east are lifting them. New South Wales, Victoria and the ACT have scrapped density limits at hospitality and entertainment venues and lifted bans on dancing at indoor venues as COVID-19 case numbers plateau there. Melbourne's Lord Mayor, Sally Capp, has told the ABC the changes will bring life back to the city.
This easing of restrictions really says to everybody we can feel comfortable and safe now in higher density environments, and it is okay to boogie the night away, and these are important steps forward in revitalising our city.
New South Wales, Victoria and the ACT have also reduced to 7 days the length of time unvaccinated international arrivals must spend in hotel quarantine. The use of QR code check-ins is also being cut back. In New South Wales, they're now only required at nightclubs and music festivals with more than 1,000 revellers. And from next Friday, the state's 20,000-person cap on music festivals will be removed. The general manager for touring at tour company Destroy All Lines, Chris O'Brien, says it will take a long time to get events organised.
I suppose it's pretty bittersweet for the industry, you know, it's because every state has different restrictions, which is really frustrating as an industry. We just simply just can't plan, and, you know, we work really far in advance, so it's not like, you know, restrictions are lifted this weekend and we can just start putting shows on.
In Canberra, people can now eat and drink while standing up at hospitality venues. While cautiously optimistic about the COVID-19 situation, Chief Minister Andrew Barr has warned people to be prepared for restrictions to be reimposed at short notice should there be a new variant or a jump in cases.
We're going to be living with this for years, so I think we've all got to just get a little bit more used to there being nuances and changes from time to time that aren't earth-shattering, that aren't the end of the world, or Freedom Day. It's got to move away from all of that, because that's not pandemic management in the third year, the fourth year, the fifth year, and however long we're going to be living with this.
QR code check-ins are ending in most public places in Tasmania. People no longer need to use the Check-in Tas app at cafes, supermarkets, shopping centres, schools, hospitals and aged care homes. Premier Peter Gutwin had this tip for affected businesses, organisations and events.
Just take your QR code down, store it in a drawer. You know, we want the infrastructure to be available should we need to step it back up again. We will keep Check-in Tas in place for where there is a high risk of transmission for bars, pubs and clubs, gaming rooms, not TAB outlets, casinos, nightclubs and major events.
Working from home recommendations have ended in New South Wales. A survey supported by the Community and Public Sector Union has found 74% of employees would like a mix of home and office-based work. 70% of supervisors said as a result of the pandemic, they were more supportive of staff working remotely. The union's Melissa Donnelly says people need to feel safe returning to the workplace.
The situation we're now in is that the future of work and working arrangements have definitely changed in people's expectations, and this will be an ongoing issue for workplaces and employers to manage.
In a week's time, the requirement to wear face masks will cease in most settings in New South Wales. The ACT and Victoria will make announcements next week about relaxing mask rules. Victoria's government says it will also have information about a return to the office. The state's opposition leader, Matthew Guy, says Victorians shouldn't have to wait for details.
Why the delay from the government? We all know they're going to do that, so why are they delaying? It's just delaying further, bringing more people back to offices, getting our lives back to normal.
Restrictions are unchanged in Queensland. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says she's considering making changes and will have information for Queenslanders before the end of the month. She says the COVID-19 situation in Queensland is different to that in New South Wales and Victoria.
They were a couple of weeks ahead of us in the wave, so I think that's a fact that needs to be conveyed to the people of this state. But secondly, we're now coming off that wave, those numbers are coming down.
South Australia's Chief Public Health Officer Nicola Spurrier says the outcome of relaxed rules in the eastern states will inform what SA does. Premier Stephen Marshall says allowing dancing at weddings would be a priority, along with lifting capacity limits at major sporting events.
I'm very, very keen to see full capacity crowds at the beautiful Adelaide Oval. We are going to be considering this again next week. You know, when you're outdoors, ticketed, seated outdoor facilities, it's a much lower risk.
Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.